study group, but I've gone through all of them, and we'll then just go through it very quickly. I thought we must start while we're waiting for others. I take it your phone, Dr. Van Dyck. And what did he say? Oh, you couldn't get hold of him. Okay. That second paragraph, we're just starting. I think the first thing to do, Llewellyn, is to take out the word draft. And then you'll track all these changes. Okay? At the top, if you're with me, everybody. Yeah? That second paragraph needs to be moved, so just put at this stage, put a bracket around that whole second paragraph, and I'll tell you when we get to the right page where to move it to, okay? Is there anything on the first page anybody wants to raise? I don't think that there's anything particularly problematic about the first page. This is basically, essentially, it's the same report that we had before the study group, before the changes were made in the study group, if you know what I mean. So we've actually been through this thing. Can we move to the next page? The first paragraph, you'll see there's three dots on the left-hand side. And the second paragraph, I think there's too much of space between the second and the first paragraph. You must just change that, please, Dylan. After the, I've got a change that we made in the study group on this other document of mine. I think to delete the words, starting from to the, yeah. Delete the words in the third last line there, recent power disruption caused to both households and businesses by load shedding, and any future. So the way it will read is, the department has a pivotal role in monitoring and evaluating and facilitating ESCOM's response to the difficulties with the electricity supply. Okay? You have it? Then that paragraph that you've moved from the first page goes into the paragraph underneath that particular one. Do sit down. Good morning. Good afternoon. I think what you must do is you must just put the whole stack there, and then all right here, and then people can take it when they come. Then just make sure that when people come, they take it from there, okay? We're just dealing with that report in front of you that you've now got. You want to... what's your name again?
Eric.
You want to come and fetch one, yeah? So that other paragraph that you've moved from page one will come under the third paragraph, or will become the third paragraph on page two. You with me, everybody? Comrade Roberts, we are on page two there. We have moved paragraph, the second paragraph on page one. We've made it the third paragraph on page two. We just moved it. Second has become the third one on page two. Then, for the rest, everything there seems fine. The only problem is that we are again getting bogged down by how we if you look at the table, it will say items are 1,000. Right? So compensation of employees under the administration budget says 29,000. No, that will actually be million, right? Or am I right? So that's how it must be read. But if you look further down on the next page, you'll see transfers, sponsorships, etc., etc. There you've got 620,000. That's wrong. You with me? You with me? That's completely wrong. So we must stick to what we're going to do. If we're not going to put in those three zeros, then we mustn't put in the three zeros everywhere. You can't put it in some places and then not put it in other places. That should actually read 620. And the other one on the right-hand side should read 650. Okay? That will make it, I think, that will make it consistent. Then what I think... Yeah, I think you're right there. Your eyesight is better than mine. Okay, but you do wear glasses after all. How much you pay for those things? They should be worth something.
I'm so blind.
Okay. All right, so that's fine. Then what? No. What?
Won't you tell me, no? Won't you tell me the administration? What are you have identified? When you say total, I think total of the money allocated or the total activity of everything under that project. For example, you have the total that is due on your current payment, but you have your total basically. You have your total on the entire program. For example, in this case, your total here was going to be 62,695. That's your own total. And yet, the total that has been identified in most of the programs are current payment total, not.
I haven't got a clue what you're saying, Stan. But if you add those figures up in each of the columns, you should get the total. That's basically what you should be doing.
No, hands up raising. It's not like that. It's total in terms of how you do it.
Are you saying that if you add 29,014, 31,629, 620,1432, you don't get 62,075.
I looked at the total, for example, the program, not in terms of only the IT, but the items you have, the number of items under the program. And we are doing.
Answer my question, then I know what you're talking about. Are you saying that the totals don't add up? Look, go back to the previous page. What? I don't think you're on the right page in any case. My table is on two pages.
Yeah.
Yeah? So you take the 29,014.
Yeah.
31,629. And 620,1432, and you'll get 62,075. Are you saying that doesn't add up to 62,075?
I'm not necessarily saying that in terms of these that we have.
Well, answer my question first so that I know what you're saying. Are you saying that it doesn't add up to this total? Does it add up?
No, it doesn't add up.
Okay, so then we'll have to check the adding up. Now, are we missing an item there?
There are a number of items that were not included here, but you know, these totals that we're giving. That's that, but the total that I give you here are in terms of the current what we say the current payment that came from the trader. But you then have, for example, you then have a situation whereby most of the items that your transfers and everything were not necessarily
present. Yeah, but you were not at the meeting, and we specifically wanted that to happen. We wanted just the operational expenditure for administration. You'll see that later on in the report. We'll deal more holistically with the whole NTEF and all of that, including the transfers. You'll see how we dealt with it.
Okay.
What I think you must do is you must note your problems with the thing. No, I'm saying you note your problems. This is a committee meeting after all, and members speak during committee meetings. What we will do is we will check with you after this meeting with all of your concerns as well. Okay. The truth of the matter is we dealt with this in the study group and we said you were not there. So these things would have been canvassed there. But I'll double check the figures to see whether they add up or not as well. Anybody else on the table? Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I thought I checked this thing as well, but and these circles should add up. But we'll double check all of the figures one more time just to make absolutely sure before we pass it, okay? What I do want to point out, though, is that where we you'll see there that we have other in that column, and there's nothing there. We don't then need that column at all. So I don't think we must keep that in. And you'll see that goes to the others as well. How are you? Good afternoon. No, it's quite okay. We are on page 3 now, and we're dealing with that table that you will find on page 3 and at the bottom of page 2, just to give you a sense, right? And what we've done there is right at the top of the page, you'll see there it's 620, and then it on the top of page 3, you'll see 620 and then 3 zeros after that. Now you must take out the 3 zeros after that. So it will read just 620 there. You with me? And then next door you'll see there's 650000 and it should read just 650. So you take out those 3 zeros as well. Okay? For the first two pages, I suggest what you do is at the end of the meeting, just check with the others on some of those changes. They're not substantial changes, okay? You'll see also there that we make a mistake relating precisely to the change in the 620 and the 650, where we say the transfers increase from 620 million, which isn't the case. It's 620,000, with me, because what had happened, right below the table, we continue, the transfers increase from 620 million, it reads. Now what it should read is 1,000 as opposed to million. So you take out the million and just replace it with 1,000. And then again, 650,000, not million. Okay? Everybody got that? Okay. There was no... I don't think we say no much change in the program. We say no significant change in the program except for an increase in the compensation of employees. Okay. And for the rest, I think that is fine. Anybody else wants to raise anything under administration now? Are we happy with administration? Can we move on? Legal governance, risk, and transactions. The purpose of the program is to provide effective legal services, corporate governance, and risk management systems, and the implementation of legal aspects of strategically important transactions. The priorities of the program for 2008 and 2009 are, and then the whole list, South African government shareholder management legislation, Alex Core deed of settlement implementation, Aventura closure, KF KLF Disposal SOE and Shareholder Risk Assessment, General Legal Counsel for the Department, and Provision of Legal Support for Shareholder Transactions. The breakdown of the budget on priority areas and planned activities is as follows. Again, you'll see there that there is... You know what I do think should happen in the previous table? We need a subtotal. Subtotal. Okay? And then you say colon just above total in the column. In the previous one, right on top of the page on page 3. Total. Then you say operations, which will exclude the transfers, in other words, which will exclude that amount. So your subtotal will basically be your 62075 minus 620, in other words, right? So you put that amount in there, and likewise with the following column. Okay? You'll see there that there are the transfers, Alex Court transfer. Now, I don't know where the 72700 comes from. My documentation indicates that it is 73,000. So, Llewellyn, put 73,000 there, and then put a question mark. We must just double check where the 72,700 comes from. Okay? And then we take out the column on other, because there's no amount there. With me? And you turn the page. And you'll see there, there's a capital amount of 16. Okay, that's fine. And then there's nothing in the right-hand column under capital. Then again, what you do is you say subtotal, operational, and there the subtotal is 24,078. Okay, that's your subtotal. And then on your right hand side, it's 28,163. And then your totals with the transfer to Alex Core will be 96,778 and 158,163. Okay? In fact, I think that that 96 must be 300 Rand more, which should be 97078. 97078, if my math is correct. Will somebody double check who has got good math? Because we changed the 72700 to 73,000. Okay? Anybody who didn't have an apartheid education, just check for me. Okay. All right. Under the write-up at the bottom of that column, we say transfers, and then add the words to Alex Corp, increased from 72 million in 2007-2008 to 130 million in 2008-2009. Now, 73 million is what I've got, remember. So that's not 72 million, it's 73 million. So it increases from 73 million to 130 million. Okay? If I don't hear okay, that means it's not okay, and that I must wait for somebody to say something else. Is that all right? Okay? Right at the bottom there where it says legal costs for Alex Core and SAFCO. SAFCO, we must, it's, what do you call these things? Abbreviation. What do you call it? SAFCO is capital, okay? Am I right, Mr. At the bottom of the table. No, we're on page 4 now. Look right on top, you'll see a table. At the bottom of the table, it says transfers to Alex Corp increases from 73 million in 2007 to 2008 to 130 million in 2008 to 2009. Operational expenditure increases in 2008-9 due to additional payments of legal costs for Alex Corp and SAFCOL. So SAFCOL is capital S, capital A, capital F, capital C, capital O, capital F. There you go. All right. Everybody happy with that one? Okay. We'll check the totals. We'll double check all the totals again, all right, before we pass the thing. Joint project facility. I don't think I have anything there under all those dots, those 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 dots. The very next paragraph, I think again you're going to have a space thing there. It's too much of space underneath that. Then it starts with the JPF endeavors to. Now take out the words develop collaboration and add the words identify synergies to develop cross-cutting projects that leverage the assets cross-cutting projects that leverage the assets, comma, activities and capabilities of the various SOEs to the benefit of the entities themselves as well as the economy as a whole. So, if you go back to the beginning of that sentence, it will read, the JPF endeavors to identify synergies to develop cross-cutting projects that leverage the assets, comma, activities and capabilities of the various SOEs to the benefit of the entities themselves as well as the economy as a whole. Okay? then what that means is that you delete everything after the word to. So develop collaboration across big SOEs and use their strengths to achieve larger economic objectives all come out. Okay? Everybody with me? Okay. Then the aim is to. Now we're going to add some words here again after the word to. Everybody with me there? The aim is to. Chris, are you with me? Okay.
Yes.
Now we're going to add words there. The aim is to positively influence not only the South African economy, but that of Africa as a whole. Okay? So it will read, the aim is to positively influence not only the South African economy, but that of Africa as a whole. Which means that we take out all the words after the word to in that sentence, so the words determine the role that SOEs play in South Africa and Africa's economy as a whole, all come out. Okay? Everybody there? Good.
But is it not the same? The aim is determining the role.
Yeah. It's not really to determine the role. It's more to influence the role of the SOE to positively impact our economy and that of Africa as a whole. That's really, it's just saying the same thing in better words. Okay? All right. Then, we're now coming to the breakdown of the budget on priority areas and planned activities of this JPF. And you'll see there, again, that we have compensation of employees, goods and services. Now look here, if you look at the table before that on page 3, you'll see that that is consistent on the top, you know, where it says items read up 1,000, then budget, you'll see it's consistent. But if you go back, I'm confused, it's the other one that doesn't have it. Okay, that's fine, it's consistent. All right, let's turn the page to page 5. We should take out transfers, other, and capital because none of those feature there, okay? And you're just then left with the totals. Okay? And my calculations tell me that we are in order with the totals, but we'll double check that as well. Those of you who didn't have an apartheid education can check those figures for me and let me know if there's problems with that. The expenditure increase is meant to meet the objectives of the unit, which include the commencement of the SA Power project and the implementation of the competitive supply development program in 2008/9. Please help me. My coffee is very cold. Give me another one. Please. Not too strong. It's cold. You're going to have to make another one. Will you make it about half a cup of coffee and then the power project will leverage the Eskom Build program to enhance the country's manufacturing industry, technology, and skills base. Sub-programs under this program include the Competitive Supply Development Program, full stop. Take out the rest. I don't even know what it means. So we put a full stop after that, the word program, and then take out Africa Aerospace and Nuclear Communication Strategy. I'm not quite sure what that is. Everybody? Everybody with me, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, and then those lines don't look so good on that thing. You must just sort that one out. I'm not sure why that appears there. But it may be when you take out those other columns that it will just rectify itself. Okay, are we happy with the Africa what project? What do you call it? Joint JPF. I don't know why they have such fancy names, I must tell you. I have no idea what that means. Energy and Broadband Enterprises. The purpose of the program is to align the corporate strategies of ESCOM, PBMR, and Broadband Infraco with government's strategic intent and monitor their performance in respect of financial and operational matters, not performance. So you take out the word performance in that last sentence and you say matters. Then the priorities for the program for 208-209 are, and then they're all listed there, and that comes directly from the strategic plan and the financial overview. The breakdown of the budget on priority areas is as follows. And then we have the table, compensation of employees, and you've got those amounts there. Take out other at the bottom. Okay, well spotted. I didn't even see that. It looked okay to me until you said something. Anything else there? Are we all right? Okay, there. Okay. Then what you'll need to do is on the next page, we're now on page 6, you take out capital there and you add another one that says subtotal colon operational. Then you say 9607 in the first column and 10580 in the column next door. Okay? Everybody got that? That will basically be what we said, remember, was just the operational expenditure as opposed to what was the transfers in that particular budget item. Transfers decrease from 2.5 billion in 2007-2008 to 2.1 billion in 2008-2009. Just make sure that this is there. 2.1. Yeah, I suppose. How do you round off that number? Anybody know? 2.2127. When you round it off, it becomes 3. It should be 2.2, eh? When you round it off. Everybody agree? When you look at the transfers, the column in the transfers to PBMR on page 5, I thought you were looking at the wrong page. You'll see there it says 2127000, right? In the one column. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I want to say, round it off and say 2.1 billion, is it 2.1 billion or will it be 2.2 billion if I round it off? Because the 7 becomes, it will change the 2, isn't it? The 7 changes the 2 into 3. And when it's anything 3 or more, then it becomes the next one, isn't it?
No, it will be 2.2.
Is it 2.1? Is that how we should read it? Okay, 2.1 then. We leave it as 2.1. Then the decrease in the overall expenditure stems from the decline of the transfer payments to the SOEs. The transfer payment to PBM has the decline in the overall expenditure. That's not something, that's not, yeah, take that sentence out. It's very obvious. The transfer payment to PBMR decreases from 2.5 billion in 2007 to 1.75 in 2008-2009. A transfer payment of 377 million is allocated to broadband in 2008-2009. I don't know that that's what we want to say there. Let me just check again. We want to say what the transfer payment is for PBMR in 2007-2008 and 2008-2009. Now we said that it's 2.5 billion in 2007-2008 and then 1.75 billion in 2008-2009. And what is lacking here is a transfer payment of 377 million is allocated in 2008-2009, but we don't know what is the payment in 2007-2008. Is that right? 2.1 plus then will you make a note for us and just check these figures again, because I don't think these figures look very good. If PBMR got 1.75 billion in 08 or is getting 1.75 billion in 08-09, the balance should be what is given to broadband. You with me? 1.75 377, yes sir.
On the transfer payment to PBMR, there was a decrease on 2008-2009 financial year. And then a question that I want to ask, yes, that difference, is it the one that is being transferred to broadband, the 377 million?
Yeah, it's actually correct. If you add the amount of 377 million, okay, which is the one for broadband, and then you add to that 1.750 million, with me? Well, I'm saying it as millions, I said 1.750 million, which could be also, you could also refer to it as 1.7 billion, okay, it's the same thing. If you add those two, you do get 2,127,000,000. So those two figures do correlate. What worries me a little bit is if you look at the 07-08 figure, it says 2.5 billion, okay? And it says nothing was given to broadband. From what we haven't put any amount for broadband. But if you look at what we say has been given to, So that's what we mean. We're saying nothing has been given to broadband in 2007-2008. Yeah. No, that's right. Okay. Now I've just lost the plot. I think that's right. So that's fine then. The way we've got it is fine. So So the only thing we've done there is we've just taken out the one sentence, which is that second sentence. Is that right? Okay. And then the rest remains. Infraco? Must infraco be with the, with caps? Oh, I see, like that. I don't know. You guys passed the law. Tell me, how did you do it? Is it infraco with a capital C and capital O? This way. With a small C and a small O.
Yeah, we need to write it like this.
You want to just check in the annual report, I think.
Write it like this.
Sometimes it's a capital letter C. Sometimes, but not always the time, because it's infrastructure company.
Sometimes it's a capital C, but it's not always.
Yeah.
You know what? Next time I ask for your help, remind me. Remind me.
But I think that's what we need to do as a committee.
No, I think what we must do is we must check how it appears in the annual report, and then we must, from now on, consistently then just use it in a particular way. Okay? We'll take note of your preferences. A transfer payment of is. I think what you must do there is to say a transfer payment of 377 million is allocated to Broadband Infraco for the first time in 2008-2009. Okay, can we move on to manufacturing? Anybody wants to raise anything? Okay, manufacturing enterprises. Purpose of this program? Purpose of the program is to monitor strategies of the now SAFCOL again, capital SAFCOL. Against government's strategic intent, develop proposals around how SOE can play a catalytic role in the development of the manufacturing cluster and monitor and advise on SOE financial and operational performance. And all of those priorities as listed, let's go to the table. Compensation of employees, right there, goods and services, then transfers, then now, you'll see there on the next page, then we take out other, and there is an amount of capital there. We've got to add a subtotal, colon, operational, and the subtotal will be 10373. Okay? 10373. On the right hand side, the subtotal there will be 11641. That's because in that next column there are no transfers for 2008 and 2009. Okay? Do you want to just take a report from here, Miss? I can't remember your name. Sorry. We are on page 7 of the report. I think what you're going to need to do, yeah, just sit next to Robert there and then just try and see what's done. I just want to move a bit faster now. We already have 9:45, and at 10 we're going to have to adjourn for SAA. On the issue of the table, under goods and services, there's an amount missing there. There's an amount of 4367 that should go in that column in 2007-2008. 4367. Okay? You'll see it's empty there for goods and services at the moment. Then on the next page, it's right there. You see where it is, 4367, right on top there. That must come out. Okay? Then you'll see transfers, SAA and SA Express. Then we take out the column that says other because there's no point in having that. Capital 16. Subtotal colon operational. Add that. And in the first column under your subtotal, you will have 9595. You'll add that as a subtotal, and then in the next column, also in the subtotal, 20669. Okay? Then I don't have anything further. If anybody else has anything, just raise it in the commentary at the bottom there. I think everything is fine there. We go to the expenditure trends over the MTEF period. Now, in the table, everything seems okay there. Look, though, at legal, governance, risk, and transaction. It should be transactions. I am also not quite sure why we've got asterisks there. So, I think those must be removed. Both under energy and broadband, enterprise, legal, governance, risk, and transactions. Okay? And you'll see there again, transport, enterprises. Then, if you look at the, where it says total for programs, you'll see it's exactly the same as departmental total. So one of the two must come out, and I suggest that we take out departmental total. Okay? And then you're left with total for programs. Then you've got the first sentence that says, over the MTEF period, expenditure is expected to decrease at the average annual rate of 59.1% from 4.6 billion in 2007-08 to 316 million in 2010-11. Add the following sentence thereafter. This, of course, may change drastically depending on state commitment to capitalize various SOE dash, not least of which is ESCOM, full stop. Now there's something wrong with the next sentence. So and it's really to do with the amounts, but my sense is we must just take that entire sentence out. Transfers to SOE remain high in 2008 and 2009 with a combined amount of 4.9 billion of which 3.5 billion is allocated to PBMR. Then we just continue with the following sentence, the significant decline in 210 and then so on. Okay?
Is it a transfer to SOE?
transfer payments to SOEs, what about it?
No, I think maybe transfer to SOEs.
But we're taking that sentence out.
Oh, we're taking it out.
Yeah, because the problem is that I don't think it's 4.9. I don't think it's 3.5 billion. I think it's 4.9 billion that is allocated to PBM. So there's a confusion there. But we've already spoken about PBM. I remember now previous one. Okay. So if you take out that sentence, you can then turn the page. On page 9, the first paragraph is just that little sentence with a little footnote that says 11. You with me, everybody? Mm-hmm. The next paragraph is the second paragraph. Now we're on the third paragraph, and there again the figures are wrong. It's to grow to not 27 million in 2010-11. Put there 34.4 million in 2009/10. Expenditure on JPF is projected to grow to 27 million. Take out the 27 million, put 34.4 million, and instead of 2010/11, put 2009/10. Everybody with me? Okay. Then there's a disjuncture in the sense that we're talking about the budget, and then in the middle of the paragraph there's this thing that it seems important that SOE do not operate in silos. Now that has got nothing to do with the budget. We deal with those kinds of issues towards the end of the report. Okay? So I want you to take out that whole, the rest of the paragraph. It seems important that SOE do not operate in silos as they broadly pursue a common agenda of economic growth and development. It's all really airy-fairy stuff, right up to the of the whole continent. So in other words, the rest of that paragraph comes out of this particular section. Then trends between 2004 to 2008. The department's expenditure less transfers increased from, now there the amount is wrong, it should be 69.7 million, not 76.7 million, 69.7 million in 2004/2005 to 130 million in 2007/2008. Now, if you look back at those tables that we've got earlier, you'll see that those figures correspond, okay? Combined transfer payments to SOE grew at an average annual rate of 95.2% from 602 million in 2004 to 4.5 billion in 2007/2008. Between 2004/2005 and 2007/2008, the NAL received 3.7 billion, Alexco received 170.2 million, PBMR 4.9 billion, SAA received 744.4 million, and 627 million was provided for the establishment of broadband Infraco. The joint project facility received 25.8 million between 2006/2007/2007 and 2008 full stop. Okay? Everybody got that? Okay? Then we've got the summary of financial positions of SOEs. The first one is Alex Corner. If you look at number one, the third dot, which reads the pooling and sharing joint venture will develop. I suggest we take out the will and say is poised to develop, and then add the word a long-term business plan. So it will read the pooling and joint sharing joint venture is poised to develop a long-term business plan for a viable mining venture. Okay? Next page. Broadband Infraco is fine. Go to Danel. In the second bullet under Danel on page 10, in 2006-07 financial year, gross profit improved from the previous years and was positively impacted by, take out the word the. So it will say by increased sales and a decrease in provisions relating to onerous contracts and contract losses. Net loss went down from 1.363 billion in 2005-06 to 549 million in 2006-07. Full stop. Now add the following sentence. This amounts to a better than expected result for Danel. This amounts to a better than expected result for Danel. Okay, that will be in that dot straight after 206-07, right? Eskom is the next one. In the second bullet, where it reads operating efficiency has deteriorated in the third quarter due to the high level of unplanned outages. Now you delete the following words, which have resulted in unprecedented levels of load shedding, and say the following: outages due to the aging fleet of generators and the higher level of demand. Got it? Next, we've got PVMR, a very small change there. If you look at the first dot, but you go to the last sentence there, it says total funds transferred to PVMR from government amounted to 2.165 billion to date. You got that? Instead of amounted, say amounts. Okay, that's the small little change there. Then under SAFCO, there's just a bit of a typing error there. If you look on the first dot, the first sentence there, the word 2 on the end there is a capital O, or it's a number O as opposed to 2. Okay, but that's just a typo. Next page. Facing. Okay. Ah. Hey, I tell you, Mrs. Maruti's glasses are working overtime. Transnet, the SAA SAC seems fine. Transnet is the only one. We must just double check that under the first bullet, the company achieved most of its targets and is on target to roll out an 11.7 billion. 5-year investment plan. That can't be right. It's, remember, it's 80 billion over the next 5 years. So just let's double check that one. Just put a question mark there, Llewellyn, and say 80 billion. And then we'll need to go into the annual reports again and just double check that. Or, in fact, the presentation made on behalf of Transnet here. Then, under the third bullet, the freight rail division has failed to achieve on most of the key performance indicators. And then it says primarily due to a lack of iron ore and coal to rail. I don't know that that's the case. That's certainly not what we heard from Transnet when we went there. So put a full stop after indicators and take out the words primarily due to a lack of iron ore and coal to rail. Okay? Conclusion. The first paragraph is fine. The second paragraph starts with the words, the department has not previously. I want you to remove the words, department has, and add the words, individual units of the department have. So the sentence will read, the individual units of the department have not previously been called to account during the budget process in the form and detail required by the committee this year. As such, the department, not it, was asked to provide and has provided additional information on the following. Now, I don't know about that first bullet point. Did you... You've got those handouts, isn't it, so that the department has sent. That first bullet, I don't know where it comes from. It's just, I asked Bonani before, but I think this was one of those things that didn't get removed when we initially dealt with this report. Because there was no under expenditure for the department, from what I can recollect. Does anybody have a different recollection? There was no under expenditure in the department, is that right? I can't remember any at any rate. So we must just check there, and I'm not sure what they referred to. It may be that we've got information about something or another, but just check in those handouts for me, right? So just put a question mark there and double check, but take it out in the meantime. If there's a need to put it in, we'll do that. Then all the bullets are fine. On to the next page. Everything is fine there, right up to the, you'll see that there's a second lot of dots that deal with the department has registered inter alia the following successes, and you have a whole lot of dots there. However, the department is facing the following challenges. The first dot is the delays. The second dot, where it starts with it, say the department, as opposed to it. Then there's one, two, three further dots, and I want you to add one more after the dots that start with skills, scarcity, and supplies could delay SOE capital flow plan. The following must be inserted. The department has to procure more effective interfaces as regards. The department has to procure more effective interfaces as regards those state departments that relate to the core business of SOE. Such as the core business of SOE, such as the Department of Defense, as it relates to the NAM. With me? Happy? Everybody? Okay. Next page? Page 13? Yes, okay, tell them to come in. You know what I suggest we do? No, let's finish up quickly. We've just got a few more. I'm going to just move a little quickly. Page 13, go to Danelle. On the third line there, it says Department of Defense with a small d, that should be a capital D, okay? And the spelling, please look at the, yeah. I'm very bad at spelling. I didn't know, yeah, I didn't even realize that. ESCOM. In the third line there, where it says the necessary investments into more capacity, add the word generation and transmission capacity. Generation and transmission capacity. The next paragraph, it In the planning of future generating capacity, the committee is of the view that while coal-fired technology may be more cost-efficient, more consideration, not but, take out the word but, more consideration should be placed on alternative clean, and then in brackets after the word clean, example nuclear, close brackets, e.g. nuclear, close brackets, or renewable, in brackets, example solar, close brackets, technologies. Everybody with me? Then the next page, PBMR. In the first sentence there, the shareholder compact requires finalization and the regulator's framework. No, regulating framework. Okay. SAFCO, land claims of forested land must be resolved as soon as possible in order to facilitate the future business plans and enable the development of business strategies of this entity. And enable the development of business strategies of this entity. Did that lady just take our draft report that we're busy correcting? Take it off. I'm going to have newspapers publishing information that's wrong now. It demonstrated, under SACS, the financial position is sound and prospects are good. It demonstrates, take out the word So it demonstrates continued good performance. Okay? And then the last word there says into the region. Yeah? So say into the SADC region. Okay? Transnet. Safety and efficiencies in Transnet freight rail need to be enhanced significantly. Tariff increases to fund build program should be within reason, full stop. The committee, add the following words, the committee will watch this matter closely, full stop. Okay. Now, members, what we're going to do is we won't then adopt this report immediately. We'll affect these changes that we've made today. Llewellyn is going to track them for us, and when we meet again, we look at the track changes just to make sure. So keep the copies that you've got now, and Llewellyn will bring us the track changes, and we'll double check that all those track changes are there. Okay? All right. We can call SAA in. There's a tea and stuff outside again. Okay, members can grab some tea quickly. We're running a bit behind schedule with SAA, so let's just grab tea and come back. And let's just also see, members, I wonder, if you can't move on this side, then SAA can sit there. The venue is very bad. In fact, I think they might want to use the overhead projectors and stuff like that, which is going to be a big mess.
Okay. Oh, okay.